Well, since it's May, that means all those people who join gyms as part of their New Year's resolution to lose weight and get fit to have, yeah, pretty much stopped going. Now, that's you. It's not really your fault. When you combine the false promises, the myths, product pushing, absence of guidance, you're pretty much destined for disappointment even before your first step on that treadmill. My next guest shares her expertise and personal experience to help you develop an exercise and diet plan that's easy to embrace, which is good, encouraging to progress in, and above all, it gets you the results that you're looking for. Along with being a CrossFit enthusiast, there's my understatement of the morning. She's the first female member of a NASCAR pit crew. She's been a private contractor in Iraq. Today, she's a gym owner, fitness celebrity, and author of The Badass Body Diet, Christmas Abbott. Good morning, Christmas.
Good morning. That was a great intro. Thanks so much.
Well, you pretty much make it plain and simple versus and realistic, be as opposed to the stuff you see in the magazine ads or on the infomercials, because it just appears by what you write in The Badass Body Diet, what people have been preached to do by others is really wasting energy and wasting time. You want people more to develop a better focus on specific needs and requirements.
Yeah, you have to know what your goal is. So what I've done is I break it down into body categories. So if you're looking to zap a lot of excess body fat, or if you just want to tone and tighten, or if you want to put on body mass, there's different categories. So you have different goals. And this isn't a one-size-fits-all. It's find your size and fits you. So from there, you choose booty foods. You choose have a quality of scale of foods. And you can actually utilize a lot of these all of these categories throughout a year as you progress through your own journey.
And speaking of food, because when people are thinking to get fit, they'll always put the diet before the exercise because they think one is easier than the other, but both are equally important, which you also write about too in The Badass Body Diet. But I was looking at the foods, or as you call them, the bricks. A lot of people, when they think of diet, when they're getting fitness, they're thinking of eliminating and depriving themselves of things, but You call for various menus with eggs, with pork, duck, turkey, beef. I mean, this is not a normal fitness diet that people imagine.
Well, you know, I love food. I'm such a foodie. And here's the key to success is loving what you do. I can write you a diet regimen, and you are going to be miserable eating it every day. So I was miserable eating some things, you know. And so what I've done is take reality and put it into this book. I eat well, but I don't deprive myself of things that I love, and I don't deprive my taste buds. So I wanted people to be able to practice this every day. It's not a crash and burn diet regimen. It's a lifestyle change. And I'm educating them on food, specifically like understanding what the macronutrients do hormonally for your body and how to balance them out, and to see food differently, but not deprive themselves. You should never be hungry, ever. You should not be hungry. If you're hungry, your body's in a state of starvation. So when you do feed yourself, it hoards it away, and it doesn't really utilize those nutrients. So you have to have that quality of life of good foods and a variety of your favorite foods, but also balance it out well.
Talking with Christmas Abbott, her book, The Badass Body Diet, on the web, it's ChristmasAbbott.com. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. Protein, pretty much even the novice thinks protein, that's important. The carbs, the carbohydrates, that's where a little of the confusion comes in. Is the biggest mistake people make the total elimination of fats, because there are good fats and the nasty fats?
I think the biggest problem, the biggest challenge that people make, one, is just not understanding how the macronutrients work together to make a positive hormonal balance. So people will eat, they're like, oh, I eat super clean, but then they're actually, just because you're eating a better quality food, they're still carb loading all day long. Like just eating fruit or vegetables all day long isn't going to give you that nice balanced hormonal balance that we're looking for. So what I've done is, you know, you have to couple all these things together, and you have to understand how much of each to be able to consume. But you get to be, depending on your body type, your category that you're in, it gives you that range of foods that are acceptable.
And some recipes in Christmas's book that are going to surprise you. Let me refer you to the herb roasted lamb when you get Christmas's book. That is one you're going to want to start firing up and make that part of your, surprisingly, your new diet. Now let's move over to exercise, because again, people I say we're in a microwave oven society. But we want it fast, the express lane, the easy pass, and much like with our bodies, we want to see the results fast. Do people make the mistake of excess activity versus expending sufficient energy? Meaning that they're doing what they think is a lot of activity, but it's not doing enough of the burning.
Right, yeah. So basically you're thinking about somebody working out for a long period of time.
Right.
But really not really getting the response they want from the workout.
Right.
I love CrossFit, and I have a boot camp, which is just body weight. So all of the workouts in the book are very short. It's 10 or 12 minutes or less. And it's very, very effective if you do it correctly. So you have to have that intensity factor, which basically is just adding fuel to the fire. You know, you have this little flame of like wanting to do something, throw some gasoline on it. It's called intensity, right?
Right.
So I have over 3 months of workouts in my book, and they are all workouts that you can do anywhere. So you don't have an excuse of not being able to get it in. And they're all less than 12 minutes.
But
you will see a difference because they're potent.
And the only equipment required is your body and, in a few cases, a stool or a bench.
And a little can-do attitude.
And they're really things like, if you think back to your phys ed class in school, when schools used to still have phys ed, which is another issue that we could talk about maybe another time, everything from jumping jacks to full squats to lunges. And it's just, and these look like exercises too, Christmas, that as you do them in the repetition, you'll feel a greater endurance, and you said a 12-minute workout, but then you'll get to the point where 12 minutes, I can go another 15. I'm going to keep cooking with this.
Exactly, and I love that you brought that up, because the book is formatted where it's the beginner badass, the intermediate badass, and then like the super badass, the royalty. And so basically it's built on foundation, keeping it super simple in the first month. And then the next month, it gets a little bit more dynamic, building on the previous movements. So nothing's like, you're not going to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's in there. It has pictures. I spell it out for you. I give you the workout. And as you progress with your body, the workouts get a little bit more intense.
And they are result producing, as evidenced by the photo of Christmas on the cover, which is probably why she's also been a member of a NASCAR pit crew, because, well, at this point in your life, can you lift a NASCAR auto tire? Well, she obviously can, and this is a body plan that can get you into that shape, too, if you so desire. If you just want a little nip and tuck and tone without surgery and chemicals, this is a great way to do it. Easy way with the diet, easy way with the exercise. You put it all together, you wind up with results that up until now you probably have not been seeing. The Badass Body Diet, the breakthrough diet and workout for a tight booty, sexy abs, lean legs. On the web, it's ChristmasAbbott.com. Christmas, best of luck with the book and everything you have ahead of you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.